And as we heard, the Democrats who are vying to succeed him are a liberal, Minority Whip Nancy Pelosi of California, and a centrist, Democratic Caucus Chair Martin Frost of Texas. For more on those two, we turn to NPR's David Wellnup at the Capitol.
Congressman Frost did not wait for the release of Gephardt's formal statement today. In a move that an aide to House Whip Pelosi called jumping the gun, Frost announced this morning his bid to become the opposition leader in a House run by Republicans. Frost cast himself as the kind of centrist he said his party now needs for a leader.
The country yesterday, or Tuesday, moved somewhat to the right. I believe our party must occupy the center if we are to be successful, if we're to come back in the majority, and not move farther to the left. It's a clear choice.
The Texas Democrat said he's clearly more toward the center of his party than is Pelosi, a liberal who represents San Francisco. And he said fellow Democrats with whom he's spoken have told him that they, too, are troubled about the party moving too far to the left. With an 8-year Republican hold on the House now extended for another Congress, Frost said Democrats risk becoming what he called the permanent minority. To regain control, he said, his party will have to pursue policies that appeal to the swing districts of middle America, where they've lost ground. Frost warned that Democrats will never win fighting Republicans on foreign policy.
The president was successful both in House and Senate races in saying, he needs more Republicans so we can fight the war on terrorism. We have to get beyond that. We have to go to the American people and say, we want to fight the war on terrorism too, but we have sharp differences with this administration on economic issues.
Frost proposed that Democrats oppose a further phase-in of last year's $1.3 trillion 10-year tax cut, of which he said 40% benefits the wealthiest 1%. It's a stance Gephardt was unwilling to take, saying there were not the votes to change the tax cut. Still, California Democrat Bob Filner, a Pelosi supporter, says Frost, like Gephardt, is too bland to get Democrats' message across.
In politics, it's not just substance, it's the way you present it. And there is no energy around some of the guys in the Democratic Party who have been leading us.
Filner says Pelosi has the enthusiasm and charisma that he's found lacking in the Democratic leadership. Pelosi, for her part, issued only a written statement today saying she's a candidate for Gephardt's job. She said Democrats must draw clear distinctions between their vision for the future and what she called the extreme policies put forward by Republicans. Filner says that's the kind of stance that can win more support for Democrats.
I think a progressive party is what the Democrats have to be, and very clear about it. We have not been. We have been trying to ape the Republicans. If we're Republican light, why shouldn't the voters, as they did, vote for the real thing?
But Thomas Mann, a congressional expert at the Brookings Institution, says Democrats could risk even further losses if the race to succeed Gephardt turns on whether the left or the center is better to lead.
The Democratic Party, like the Republican Party, in order to win, needs to attract its base as well as those who are more moderate. One of the lessons from Tuesday's election is that the base of the Democratic Party apparently was not energized to turn out. So Democrats have to find a way, as Bill Clinton did as their president, of appealing to both wings of the party.
Pelosi may have an edge going into the leadership race. She has strong support from women and her large California congressional delegation. If elected, she would be the first woman ever to serve in a top leadership position in Congress. But Frost says Tuesday's election is on the minds of many Democrats, and he's confident he'll get wide support a week from today. David Wellnup, NPR News, the Capitol.